Hi there, thanks for watching. The local share market's going to kick off with a modest decline this morning. The futures are telling us the ASX 200 should be down by around 0.2%. If that were to happen, we'd effectively neutralise yesterday's modest gain of the same size. And that was helped, of course, by the market getting a little bit of a bid after the RBA decided to pause when it came to interest rates this month. But in terms of what happened on Wall Street last night, it really turned around a couple of factors, but economic news of the day pointed to a moderation where US activity was concerned, and that weighed on stocks, which had the more narrow measure of stock performance. The top 30 stocks were down by around 0.6%. The top 500 stocks, for example, that benchmark was down by around 0.6%, and the technology benchmark was down by around 0.5%. And the reason for that was largely the economic news flow last night was on the disappointing side of the ledger. For example, we saw factory orders last month come in below the market's expectations, falling by 0.7%. Another piece of news that resonated significantly with the markets was the JOLTS survey. So this is a measure of job openings. And in recent months, it's been holding up quite impressively. But last month, we saw that cave in a little bit. In fact, this was the lowest measure that we had seen in 2 years, falling below that 10 million mark. And that made an impression on sentiment. And it had people looking forward to the non-farm payrolls figures, which are arguably one of the highlights of the week. They'll be released on Friday, and the potential for that softening up as well. And so those factors all combined to weigh on the market more broadly. Particularly industrial stocks were under pressure, along with banking stocks, which we'll get to in a moment. So that is the other aspect of the day's session. Well, we heard from Jamie Dimon, who is, of course, the head of JP Morgan Chase, and in an investor newsletter, he spoke about the potential for the challenges in the US banking space playing out over the course of years rather than it being a short-term phenomenon, and that really weighed on banking stocks as a group. And you can see here that Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they were all down by more than 2%. Citibank and Goldman Sachs were down by more than 1%. And that was a reflection of the KBW Bank Index falling by around 2%. Fell more than that at one stage. It was down by 3.5%. So that was quite a factor in the market being weighed down last night, as was the economic news of the day. So what we saw was that interest rates moved lower. So 2 and 10 year treasury notes down substantially, a 2 year treasury note down by 13 points, a 10 year treasury note down by about 7 points. So big moves on that front. And in fact, rate hike expectations now are less than 50-50 when it comes to the next Fed Reserve meeting. So that's worth keeping in mind. So just quickly to dig into the European experience, significantly, we saw a moderation where Eurozone inflation was concerned over the course of the last month. So Eurozone producer prices moderated from an annualized rate of 15.1%. to 13.3% in February, a significant slowing, and that came in below the market's expectations. And that was a factor contributing to a pretty marked drop when it comes to European bond yields, particularly German Bunds. 2 year Bunds down by about 7 basis points. 10 year government Bunds are down by about 10 basis points. Significant moves, and probably at the margins just helped dull the decline as far as European stocks were concerned. So the UK benchmark down by about 0.5%, the French benchmark just in negative territory, and the German benchmark was up by around 0.1%. The pan-European measure of stock performance was just in negative territory, down by around 0.1% as well. So quickly just reflecting on commodity prices. The trend was lower because of the outcomes when it comes to moderating activity, but that was probably balanced out a little bit because of a softening of the US dollar. And that's why we've seen mixed outcomes across the board where commodity prices are concerned. Oil just holding onto the gains of the last couple of days, up by about 0.5% around that $80 mark. Gold prices a little bit firmer, up by around 2%. But then we we also saw the Aussie dollar. It probably would have fallen more had it not been for that moderation in the US dollar, given the dovish note that was struck in the RBA minutes yesterday. So the currency moving back from around 67.6 US cents to 67.5 US cents. The highlight of today, it must be said, will be the RBA governor making a speech at the press club. He'll have an opportunity to contextualize yesterday's decision. And also put into the framework the next CPI report on the 26th of this month, which will be the next catalyst for deciding what the RBA will do with interest rates, whether or not they'll pause, or as we think, they might raise rates by 0.25% one final time. Another interesting day lies ahead. Thanks very much for tuning in.